Steve Carlson shows me around the grounds of the Seed Savers Exchange Heritage Farm in Decorah. Every year, a fraction of the nonprofit's 20,000 heirloom varieties are grown out to replenish the seed stock.
We have gardens all over the place, just little gardens. It's not 890 acres of just plowed land. This is like 890 acres of kind of rugged limestone bluffs and forests and valleys and pasture land, and then these gardens are sprinkled in all over the place.
The limestone bluffs provide natural barriers between gardens. Therefore, rows of dragon carrots, trail of terebinths, and silver queen okra don't cross-pollinate. Seed Savers has played a large role in both preserving and shaping the heirloom community decades before these varieties became bistro delicacies. Jane Miller of Better Homes and Gardens magazine credits the foodie movement with heirlooms' growing popularity.
They've suddenly become novelties again, and I think they're considered to be gourmet, too. You find heirloom vegetables on a lot of restaurant menus that serve really high-end food.
Pre-World War II, most produce grown and sold in the U.S. were heirlooms. The advent of hybrids gave vegetables and fruits a longer shelf life, but these strains often fall short in taste, texture, and appearance. Additionally, heirloom aficionados enjoy a connection to the past. As I munch on some Swiss chard, Seed Savers Carlson explains, by definition, an heirloom plant has a history of being grown by a specific family or in a specific place.
They are seeds with history, with stories, and they are related to specific recipes even.
It was a connection to the past that inspired Seed Savers founders Diane Ott Wheely and her then husband Kent Wheely. Diane and Kent weren't at Seed Savers the day I visited, but Carlson gave me a history of the company. As a wedding gift, the pair received seeds of German pink tomatoes and morning glory from Diane's grandfather. His parents carried the seeds with them when immigrating from Bavaria to Iowa.
Shortly after Diane got these seeds from her grandfather, he'd passed away, and so Diane and Kent felt this responsibility to ensure that these seed varieties that had been passed down in her family for multiple generations survive.
In 1975, the Wheelies started Seed Savers, trading seeds with about 30 gardeners. Carlson says the best way to preserve a plant variety is to grow it. Today, the exchange has 13,000 members, reaching all 50 states and about two dozen countries. Some of the world's rarest fruits and vegetables bloom in Decorah. One Seed Saver member, Jerry Gettle of Mansfield, Missouri, joined in the 1990s.
I started trading seeds with people in Australia and Iraq, and from there, that really is what, you know, greatly influenced my interest.
In 98, Gettle started his own business, the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. He estimates 25% of Baker Creek's collection comes from Seed Savers. Gettle says his business continues to grow. In fact, the recent recession was a lucrative period for Baker Creek. Many people returned to gardening to save on groceries and supplement their income.
The whole industry, you know, from Seed Savers to us to many of the other, you know, seed houses and even the people that don't sell heirlooms traditionally, all of a sudden they were scrambling to get enough seed of heirloom varieties just to keep them on their shelves.
Today, dozens of vendors sell heirlooms. They can thank the Wheelies for pioneering the seed-saving movement. In Decorah, I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.